Morning Drive, Derek Mason, Braden Gall. Points in five straight for the Nashville Predators. A little break for the holidays, but we're back on the ice tonight. 9 out of 10 points in those five games. Terry Crisp joining us here, brought to you by Highland Group. Crispy, my good man. What has been different, in your opinion, over that five-game stretch, the four-game road trip and then the home game against Arizona on Monday night? Has there been anything in particular you can point to that says that's the reason that they've turned things around?
Yeah, they're playing like a team now. They're playing the way we expect them to play. The players that we're expecting to play are playing now. They're buying in now to the system better. They're protecting their goaltenders better. Before we go any further, D-Mace, I want to know, was it chilly-chally, shilly-shally, or dilly-dally?
Shilly-shally.
Shilly-shally, which is close to dilly-dally, apparently.
Yeah, it is close to
dilly-dally. I've got to tell you, because I've used a lot, but the ones I use were in the dressing room. You can't use that one. So nice one, guy. Nice one.
Oh, man. Crispy, we see this team is starting to get on a roll now, and you spoke of it. They're starting to play like a team. And this is what I've tried to figure out for a while, especially with a team like the Nashville Predators, who've been together, this group, with the exception of a couple of guys. They've been together for a while now. Why does teams like this not play together as a team? Why are they getting these lulls and it seems like everybody's doing their own thing?
You know what? That's a $64,000 question. That's what causes coaches to have gray hair ulcers and not too long a tenure in their job doing it, because the coaches are trying to figure it out also. The biggest thing, I think, is the fact that they don't, it's not, as we well know, athletes don't do that consciously. They don't say, well, let's go and have a bad stretch. We'll kick it into gear in the next stretch. It's one of the, and sometimes, you know what it is? As coaches and as fans, we have to realize that they feel as bad. No, they feel worse than we do when they're hitting this. And maybe they try. Maybe they're trying to do, you have too many lone rangers out there. You have guys saying, I'm going to put this team on my shoulders, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to this and that. One of the few guys that can do that during the games that we've seen is Josi. He can put them on, go end-to-end or whatever the heck. But the rest of the guys, they put a system in place. And I don't care who you are, your best player or your fourth line, whatever it is, the system is there for a reason. The coaches practice it for a reason. And once you get back to it, once it sinks into everybody's head that everybody has a job to do out there, game in and game out, whether you're playing 22 minutes or whether you're playing 2 minutes, your job is to get that job done. And once that all settles in and the guys realize where they are in the pecking order, well, what their job is to get done, then you'll see results. And I think that the biggest thing is when you see that your goaltending and your defense score in the defensive zone are all on the same page. That is a big, big help.
Terrence Arthur Crisp joining us here. And I don't know, you know, listen, Craig Smith has started to put some in the back of the net, but, you know, the eye test says that he's doing all the right things. Nick Bonino's been great. That line has been excellent. Now that Arvidsson is back, do you want to see the Granlund, Duchesne, Forsberg line put back together? The expected goals for that line is amongst the best in the NHL. It hasn't really been used a lot since the beginning. Is too much made of different line pairings? Is this just sort of Peter Laviolette working through things like normal, or should we see that group together again?
I'd like to see them together. I like what I saw, the chemistry, and Coach Laviolette put them together. And it was, breaking up the joke line, whatever. No, they've got chemistry. They're good. I like to see them. Every team we play, we look at their top line, and it always stays together unless there's an injury involved in it. And every team that we play has one good, solid, big line. You say, oh, boy, we got to stop this McKinnon line. We got to stop this McDavid line. We got to go on down the line. I want to hear other teams saying, oh, man, we got to stop Duchesne's line. Right there tonight, who's going to get Duchesne's line? Yeah, you know what? I'm a strong advocate. But having said all of that, coaches don't love to switch around and change lines. And Lav is no different. He's not afraid to because he knows it's necessary. But coaches don't want to keep going into that dressing room saying, okay, tonight, what are you playing there? A little Russian roulette? Who are we going to throw out there? Well, they don't want that. They want them together. So, yeah, you have the question you asked me. I wouldn't mind seeing that at all.
Now, Chris, we know the Winter Classic is coming up, but they got two versus Pittsburgh, who's a pretty good team, you know, the next two. And they got a history. These two teams has a history of playing one another and playing really good games. What would it mean, or what would it say about the Nashville Predators playing these three teams that are really good teams, that are playoff teams at this point, if they can get these victories and pick up these points?
you know, the biggest thing is it's going to see if they got confidence in the team. Mm-hmm. They're trusting each other now. I mean, they come off that road trip, and you guys were talking about we've got 9 out of 10 points in the last 5 games. I point to the fact we need the points. I mean, let's don't be fooling ourselves. The coaching staff, the players, our fans, we all knew we had to get those points to get back in the hunt. You can't fall off. We're coming into a bit of a break. But having said that, I just think the team's playing with so much confidence in themselves and whatnot. So last 15 games, I was talking with Pete Weber, and he said, we're 9-3-3. That's got to give you confidence playing them. But against Pittsburgh, and don't forget this Pittsburgh team is, I know Crosby's not there, but I wouldn't even bring that point up because they're, I think somebody told me they're 14-4-1 against the Western Conference, so they're certainly not afraid to go into the Western Conference buildings and win hockey games, as we well know.
And they've played good hockey no matter where it is of late. They started out slowly, and they've had a really nice couple of weeks stretch here. Terrence Arthur Crisp joining us here. Crispy, brought to you by the Highland Group. Pecorine, of course, has started 3 of the last 4, wins at the Islanders, wins an overtime win at Boston, and a win against Arizona. Those are 3 of the better teams in the NHL. What have you seen from Pecorine in the last week that tells you maybe is he sliding into form here?
Definitely. Definitely Peck is back on his game, back on his beat. And I always look to it, Pete and I, for all the years we've been here, you watch Pecorine, and when he plays early in the game, he'll be making glove saves you can't believe. And lately, that's what you've seen from Pecorine. Never mind point-blank saves, even Saros. Both are doing. But how about this one? And I loved it when we're talking. Rene's 354th career win here with the Nashville Predators in the NHL. He got sole possession of 20th place in the NHL history. Guys, think about it. Of all the goaltenders, I can think of it because I started in the 60s. He is 20th of all of the NHL goaltenders. That's a pretty good feather in your cap, believe me.
No question. Crispy, we do appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. Have a great time tonight and tomorrow. And obviously, you know, Dallas coming up right around the corner. The Winter Classic is going to be a lot of fun as well. And then, oh, by the way, the schedule is really, really hard next January. So settle in, man, for Edmonton and a bunch of other really tough games.
Hey, we're looking forward to the Winter Classic. I mean, that is great. Our fans are excited. We're excited. We expect to see everybody down there. So to all those people out there, if you haven't got your tickets, you're paying for it, get them. We don't want you to. Is it Shilly Shally or Dilly Chilly Chally? What is it?
We don't want them to be Shilly Shallying
around. No Shilly Shallying around. Go buy your tickets.
That's what I want. You heard teammates. Give it to you. Get out there. Say, thanks, guys. Have a great day. See you.
Thanks, Crispy. Oh, always the best there. Terrence Arthur Crisp. Brought to you by the Highland Group. Yeah, Pekka, he started 3 of the last 4. And we do have this goaltending thing that we're trying to figure out here. Again, everyone we've talked to, Chris Mason, Crispy, the coaching staff, everybody admits they want to have a pecking order figured out by, you know, probably mid to late March. You want to have a few games under your belt where you know what the order is. Peck has played really well the last, you know, 3 of the last 4. They've got wins on the road. Obviously, the offense was outstanding against the Islanders. You know, Boston was a nip and tuck game both ways, and then Arizona, they gave up 2 goals to a first place ish team. And so they're 3 really good teams that Pekka has beaten the last 3. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they'll split the starts tonight and tomorrow. We'll see what the coaching staff decides to do. But two big games, because if you can maintain some momentum, mm-hmm. points in 5 straight, you feel like you've turned things around since the losing streak. Again, 9-3-3 since the losing streak. If you could just not fall flat on your face tonight and tomorrow mm-hmm. against a very good team in Pittsburgh, if you just don't fall on your face and you can maybe split it, mm-hmm. just 2 points even, which is not the way the players or the coaching staff looks at it. I get it. But if you just split it and you can get into the Winter Classic with some of the momentum you've mm-hmm. built up for yourself, I feel like you know, because I don't know how you handle that game, to be honest with you. Like, I know mm-hmm. it's 2 points in the standing and it's uh-huh. just another game. But, like, it's not. It's not just another game.
Yeah.
You're playing outdoors at the Cotton Bowl at 1 o'clock on New Year's Day. It's not just another game.
Yeah, you can't just say as much as, you know, we're going to hear, oh, it's just another game. You know, we're excited to be in it, but it's another game. You're that adrenaline kicks in just a little bit more.
Right.
You know, everything gets heightened because now everybody that anybody in hockey, fans, it doesn't matter, even those that are casual fans of hockey, they're watching this because this is right. this is like, you know, that game that everybody wants to see.
It's so weird because as a fan, I just want to sit back and enjoy the spectacle.
Mm-hmm.
As a fan, I just want to, like, it doesn't matter if we win or if I'm a fan, I'm going to start using the word we. I'm going to mm-hmm. say, I don't care if we win or lose. I just want to see a really cool game because it's at the Cotton Bowl where me, 12-year-old Braden, got to go watch Texas-Oklahoma play in the Red River Shootout. Like, I think it's such a cool event that the outcome doesn't really matter to me. At the same time, you're going, all right, the calendar's turning to January here. We're about halfway through the season, and 2 points is really important.
Oh, yeah, you need it.
It's hard to balance those two things in a situation where you're playing an outdoor game.
No, it's just watch. It's, you know, it's like watching, you know, college football game being played at Yankee Stadium or, you know, a boxing match taking place outside.
Right.
It's just something.
The Pinstripe Bowl means about as much as one game in January does for a hockey team.
It's like, you know, they're playing outside of their confines. They're playing outside of, it's not the norm that you play outside.
Didn't Illinois Northwestern play at Wrigley Field one time, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Again, what I mean is the outcome doesn't matter.
Yeah, the outcome.
The experience is what matters. And I say this all the time because my dad and my brother and I, we go up to Lambeau for like a game every couple of years. And like one time we went up there and Favre was injured. Or Favre, listen to me. Rodgers was injured.
You took it way back.
And Brett Hundley was starting. This was a couple years ago. And like we had already booked tickets, you know. And of course, like he gets injured and we all immediately text each other like, you got to be kidding me, right?
It's not
like,
the same.
But it doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point isn't to go up there. I mean, yes, you would love to see a win. And in this case, you'd love to see 2 points. In the NFL, you'd love to see a W, whatever. But the point is the experience. The point is you're going there with your friends and your family to see something you're never probably going to see ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we get it here one day, one year of some sort, some way, shape, or form. But like it's just a unique experience to go just enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, this team needs 2 points. They're battling for a wild card spot. I get it. 1 out of 82, you can just say, you know what? This is about celebrating the game of hockey. It's about celebrating the Central Division to some degree. Two non-traditional hockey markets that are going to be playing outside. Like, it's just about, to me, it's just enjoying the spectacle. I don't know if that's wrong or not, but that's just how I look at it.
I mean,
I'm just excited
for
this. It's a spectacle. I want to see it.
As a fan, you can look at it however you want.
That's,
you know?
Exactly. Everyone's got their own opinion.
Exactly.
Just like something else we've all got. Speaking of, hey, Bowl fans, Jared the GM has your ticket to a classy alternative black and gold masquerade party at Woolworth of Fifth this New Year's Eve. Your tickets include live music, first two drinks, and food all night long. Listen in later today between 2 and 6 p.m. for your chance to win. More information at WoolworthOnFifth.com. Stick to sports when we return right here on Morning Drive.